the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Brace your heads, you jack wagon. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast, presented by Suave Cedar Tequila. We're crowning a champ tonight. Go pick up some love juice at Total Wine and More and raise a toast to either UConn or San Diego State. We're going to break down all the action in the national title game here in a minute, but maybe this bet applies to that particular contest. But Lundy, let's buy a ticket on the plus bus, which is warming up right now outside of Casa de Evans. What is your favorite longer odds wager of the evening? No NBA tonight. Plus 100 or greater, whether BetMGM, DraftKings, FanDuel, what do you got for me?
Sitting over at DK right now, Brad, for either team tonight to win by between 6 and 10 points is plus 175.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going that. I'm saying the game's going to get decided somewhere in that range of points, which will tie into a one-game parlay that I'll have for us in bonus time. But yeah, over at DK right now, regardless of who wins, for the game to be decided by between 6 and 10 is plus 175. I think we're going to float somewhere in that range. Folks, to give you an idea, if you think it'll be decided by 5 or less, that one sits at plus 180. For the game to be decided by between 11 and 15, mm-hmm, is plus 295. If you believe, wow, we are going to get into the double digits, potentially with those Huskies tonight, which I don't think is going to be the case, but we'll talk about that in a minute. That'll give you an idea, but you can play those over at DraftKings. If you're searching around in the app, under game props, it is entitled winning margin, and it's referred to as winning margin seven way. They have seven different combinations of the point spread for tonight, but I think it's great. All of them are plus odds. There's not a single one that's minus odds. So if you've got a good feel for how you think the flow is going to go, you're going to buy into some of the computer models, all that kind of stuff, you can jump in there and get yourself some nice plus money. What do you have?
Oh, man, that's ultra spicy. I might have to tell you on that one. I already have like five tickets open for one stinking game. Why? Because it is the last bow of the college basketball season, and I've had a hell of a ride. Though my goal is to get to over 100 units, and I'm sitting at like plus 98 and some change right now. So hopefully we're going to ride a mini heater and get to that goal. Tonight, I'm going to go to a player prop market, actually, in the national title game, and something I've already wagered on a couple of times this NCAA tournament. I'm going to go back to that well because the waters have been so replenishing to the bankroll, and that is on Alex Caraban, over 1.5 made threes right now at DraftKings. Yeah, get seduced by that juice at plus 135. You look at Caraban. A guy that's done this in seven of his last nine games. In fact, in the month of March, he's averaging north of this mark at 1.7 makes per contest, jacking 4.2 threes per game and nailing over 40% from distance. I know what you're saying, but Brad, the San Diego State defense just puts the opposition in a headlock. But recall the last game against FAU, which they led only in the final moments on that Lamont Butler drained, mid-range jumper that sealed the deal, and he had a memorable moment in the end. They didn't lead a single second of the second half in that game, but in that contest, the Hootie Hoos were 9-22 from three. That's 40.9%. I know the entirety of the tournament, San Diego State's given up just 21.6%, but undeterred, will Danny Hurley and company be in this one? They will play their game, banging down low with Sanogo and Klingon. And when they are double teamed or they see an open man on the wing, they're going to kick it outside, and there's going to be a three-point opportunity. Caraban more likely is going to hit one of these like in the final moments of the first half. That's what he usually does, like he did in the last effort. So all I need is two made threes for him, and that is a handsome plus 135. At DK with both of those title-related bets on the board. Let's get after it on this Monday with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, we do have other sports in action tonight. Again, the NBA is off paying respects to the national title game in college basketball, but we do have a pretty loaded slate of Major League Baseball games. And what I really like here is Nolan Arenado, and I'm going to take the over 1.5 total bags against the Tampa Bay Rays, and you see that plus 120. At BetMGM, why do I like the former Colorado Rocky hot corner? Well, he is 5-for-19 with 4 extra base hits. And by the way, this is not against Tampa. I'm looking at my notes. It's against Atlanta. I don't know why on earth I have Tampa in there. Regardless of who the opponent is, I'm still an Arenado. Total base is over because of Charlie Morton, who he is 5-for-19 against. That's going to be the pitcher for the opposition in this game. He's wrapped 4 extra base hits against Morton in his career, and Arenado is off to a pretty sizzling start to begin the season. 4-for-13 with a double and a multi-hit game. So I think he's going to continue to have the bat a talking in this one, not against the Rays, but against, oh, and I'm fixing this right now in real time, the Atlanta Braves and Charlie Morton. So Lundy, fade or follow the correct play. Arenado over 1.5 total bags against the Bravos, plus 120 at BetMGM.
Yeah, at this point, I'm not surprised that you don't have UConn playing Bama in the championship.
My mind is everywhere right now.
Just making shit up at this point. Yeah. I don't know who's playing who, but okay, let's have some fun.
Let's do it.
The thing that I want to see, obviously you've got some history here when you talk about his matchup against Morton, but you know, Arenado, I know it's only 3 games and all that, but he's wrapped so far. I think he's got 1 double in there. I think that's it. Otherwise, yep. He hasn't been getting the extra bases, and we know he can get around the bases, especially now that they're closer together. It doesn't take as long to get around the bags. So I'm going to roll with this because of the history that he's got. It might wind up being 2 singles. I got to be honest with you, because that's all he's been doing so far is these little, you know, he's biting it off, little chunks at a time. But if he can wrap us a double, which I think he did all the way back on opening day, that'll get us it done with 1 swing. Solid matchup, regardless of who Arenado's playing.
Yeah, it's the ATL. So back Arenado against the Bravos. By the way, walks do not count in total bases. So give me 2 singles, give me a double, triple, or just make it a no-doubter and bop one over the fence, Arenado.
Number 4.
All right, numero quattro on the Fade 5 today. Let's go a 2-leg money line parlay, meaning all these teams got to do is win straight up. Give me the Stros against the Detroit Tigers tonight, and give me the LA Dodgers taking on your Colorado Rockies there, Nathaniel Lundy. I know you don't really want to own or have anything or affiliation do with Colorado, because they're likely going to be the dregs of the cake in the NL West.
I'd like to own them because their current owner's a dipshit. But beyond that, yes, I do not actually claim ownership of said team.
Yes, GoFundMe for Lundy right now so he can buy the Colorado Rockies. But the reason why I like this two-legger, A, it's a plus money, a low plus money, but still plus money nonetheless. And B, it's all about maximizing the matchups. The Houston Astros are largely a favorite right now to win the World Series this season. And that's understandable. And I love the matchup today against Matthew Boyd of the Tigers. Guy, looking at the various projection services, where you're looking at Streamer or Zips or somewhere else, a guy that's projected to be somewhere in the mid-4s, ERA-wise, only had 13 and a third innings pitch at the Major League level a season ago. And given that the murderer's row of a lineup that the Astros possess, they could absolutely bludgeon Boyd in this one. Meanwhile, for the Dodgers, taking on Ryan Feltner of the Colorado Rockies, who's got some decent stuff, but location has been a bugaboo at times. Remember last season, in 97 and a third innings pitch, it was more than a cup of coffee, a 5.83 ERA. And Mookie Betts and friends, Freddie Freeman, another lineup that has some guys that swing some heavy lumber. So Houston money line, Dodgers money line, +102 with DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
I like this one. Nice and simple. Always good to pick on the Rockies. Although, whoa, they came out of the gate and won two games. It's like, holy shit, what the hell's going
on
with
weird.
This team?
And boo-hoo on you, San Diego, for even allowing that to happen.
Well, and that's actually, we were talking about it here locally in Denver, a couple of friends of mine yesterday. And I said, I got to be honest, I think that actually says a lot more about San Diego than it does about Colorado. So San Diego better get their shit together because you can't be losing to the damn Rockies. They suck. So I put this together. I'm looking early in the season right now, especially as these teams get rolling. I love these little two, maybe three leg baseball parlays. I hit a couple of them over the weekend, and they're not big money makers, but they are really good for building the bankroll. So if you take it in the shorts on a couple other games, things like that, find these really stupid, simple ones. Like for example, I love the Rays today on the road against the Nationals. So you could even add them to this one if you want to boost it up a little bit or pair them up with somebody else. But I like finding just little simple shit right out of the gate here at the beginning of the MLB season. These little two and three leg money line ones as these teams start to kind of find their legs. But we know who the dregs of the keg are in the MLB. So take advantage of it. Houston, LA, could be these two teams could be in the World Series for crying out loud.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Could be a preview here in early April. Keep it easy, keep it sleazy, and bet on the money lines.
Number three.
All right, back to the national title game down in H-Town. UConn, of course, taking on San Diego State. And I pulled this little number from DraftKings. I'm taking the under on 70.5 team total points for Mush Huskies Mush minus 120 available on that site. And the reason being is this. And I know you look at the numbers and you say, well, Brad, every game in this NCAA tournament, UConn has pretty much gone over this except for one. And that was against St. Mary's. But what is the key characteristic that really is shared between St. Mary's and San Diego State? It's called defense. And you look at the Aztecs, they are an elite defensive unit. Here in the NCAA tournament, they're giving up just 0.850. That is it. Points per possession. That is spectacular. Surrendering 45.8% inside the arc and 21.6% outside of it. Now, I know this is a bit hypocritical because I said Alex Caraban, I think it's going to hit at least two threes. UConn could have hit, you know, a half a dozen threes in this game. Sanogo and Klingon could do their thing inside, and I could look somewhat like an idiot here, but this number is going to be ultra close because of, well, the style of play for each team. If you look at San Diego State, one of the slowest teams in the country, they've been north of 300 in adjusted tempo all year long. UConn around 240 in that category. And San Diego State in this NCAA tournament is averaging 66.4 possessions per game. The only spike that they had was against Alabama. Recall who they beat. And Bama loves to run. UConn will play variable styles. So in the end here, you know, I think it's going to be close, going to be rather snug. I think UConn's going to win this game, but it could be like 68, 69, nice. Heck, they even hit 70, and San Diego State finished like 70, 65 as a final. Something like that feels about right to me. And as a result, we cash a winner on this under. I say we. Is it indeed we? Lundy, fade or follow?
Well, I got hosed up by UConn on Saturday because, much like you, I had the over in their team total. And I even alt-lined it in one of my one-game parlays down to 74.5, and those bitches still couldn't hit it. And they finished with 72. So this is I'm a little nervous about UConn's team total because I have not had recent luck with it. So my recency bias is actually telling myself not to listen to myself. How's that for Freudian? I'm going to follow on this one, but I'm going to do it regrettably just because I'm convinced that they're going to screw me again, just like they did on Saturday. And they're going to finish with like 71.
Well, keep in mind, Florida Atlantic is the only team to go over this number and gets the Aztecs in the NCAA tournament. Pull a Bama, UConn, only score in the mid-60s. You can get the win, por favor, but go under this number.
Number two.
All right, numero dos. Let's go back to the player props market. Another one I really love tonight, and I could not believe the number was this low. I thought it was going to open at, honestly, like 8.5, maybe even as high as 9.5, and that is Adamas Sanogo, the big man in the middle for the UConn Huskies. I'm taking the over on 7.5 rebounds, juiced up a little bit, minus 125 here at tape time. Available at DraftKings. You look at Sanogo, what he has done. He's gone over this in 6 straight games in the NCAA tournament. 13, 8, 8, 10, and 10 rebounds. So the hook could come into play here, but I don't think it will. I think he gets at least a snowman in the box score. He's averaging 7.6 rebounds per game on the year. And you look at San Diego State, for a team as great as they are defensively, they're kind of marginal, a little bit average in the rebounding categories. Number 53 out of 116 NCAA postseason teams. So that includes the CBI and the NIT participants that are out there. So middle of the road and defensive rebounding percentage. And Sanogo with those Hoover vacuum hands gets a lot of second chance opportunities while also grabbing some boards on the defensive end. Got to dodge the whistles. I don't want to, call like the ladies a national title game last night. There was a whistle, seemed like every other possession, and the referees really hijacked that game. So hopefully they'll let these guys play. But the banger for the Huskies, Sanogo, I think some damage on the boards is in order tonight. I'm on the over 7.5 rebounds. As a result, Lundy, Vader follow, minus 125 at DraftKings.
Swallow the whistles. Just swallow.
Please.
I will say that. Now, I will also say this because I watched the women's game yesterday. Just a quick side note. Whistles or no whistles, LSU was winning that game, folks. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, they couldn't miss.
They were the better team. So, yeah. I agree that the officiating was terrible. I absolutely agree. And I've got a lot of friends that are Hawkeyes fans that are not happy. But I'm telling you, even they would admit that they were getting outplayed with or without the whistles. So please calm down, everybody. And if you've seen my Twitter feed since yesterday, calm down about Angel Reese.
Relax.
All of you.
Just chill. Relax. It's actually really good for the game.
Sanogo, give me the over on the boards. I'll roll with you on this one with the player props that we've got. I sit in a non-college player prop state, unfortunately, so you can throw these around. All you're doing, you're dangling a medium rare filet mignon in front of me, Brad, and you're not letting me have any. Okay, you're like, hey, there's some chicken nuggets over here for you. You can have some of those. I'll be over here having the steak with the little lump of a blue cheese just slowly melting across the top of it. Oh. Yeah, just rubbing my nose in it, brother. You're just a jerk. That's what you are.
You know what? All I got to do is this. Dunk those nuggets in some honey mustard and thank me lever later. Bet on the over with Adamas Sanogo.
Number one.
All right, numero uno on the Fade 5 podcast today. This is my best approach to the game tonight, honestly. I'm going to OGP this sucker. You guys have known this has been a strategy of mine the entire college basketball season. Sometimes it's been highly profitable. Other times it's been very profitless. So hopefully this was going to work out for me. But give me San Diego State at +13.5. And then I'm going to take the total down and I'm going to hit the over on 125.5. The standard totals at 132.5. Both those events occur. You're looking at +105. So a little baby seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. Why am I high on this inflated spread? Well, San Diego State, number 10 in Bart Torrick among all postseason teams. Again, that includes the CBI and NIT participants. Number 57 in EFG offense, but number 7 in EFG defense, allowing just 45.8% inside the arc and 21.6% outside of it. Very good rebounding team as well. Meanwhile, you look at UConn. Yes, they are number 1 at Bartorvik during the NCAA postseason. Number 5 in EFG offense. Number 3 in EFG defense. They are the epitome of balance. And the reason why I think everybody and their great grandmother is on UConn to cut down the nets as a result. But, you know, you build a little safety, a little bit of cushion here. Turnovers have been problematic at times offensively for the Huskies. And that is something San Diego State and that, you know, glue-like defense that they exhibit can take advantage of. Maybe Matt Bradley shows up like he did in the last game, get around 12 to 14 points. All I'm asking is for them to remain just somewhat competitive in this game. Even if they're not, UConn could clear the bench late in a blowout scenario, and San Diego State could chip away at this thing and make it somewhat respectable in the end. So, Lundy, fade or follow on this OGP, the Aztecs plus 13.5 and the over 125.5 on those alt lines plus 105 at BetMGM.
So there's a ton of different ways you can play this one. I'm with you on this one. I've actually got a similar one that I already put together. It's been up on the spreadsheet. I'm roughly where you are. I think I adjusted the total just slightly, but it still comes out to be the plus odds. That's what you're looking for. Like I said, I've got a couple that I'm gonna that I've got up on the spreadsheet. One in particular I'm gonna share here when we get into bonus time. But I think this is the smart way to be able to play this game. Bring that total down. Play around with that one just a little bit. Get yourself the cushion and then bump the number up on San Diego State a bunch. Get it up into the double figures like Brad did here. And like I said, I'm going to share one with you here in just a second in bonus time that has the exact same payout, that has the same plus 105 payout, just a slightly different way to do it. So I think this is the way to play this game tonight. I'm looking for some defense out of San Diego State, just enough to keep it close, just enough. For example, we didn't talk about this. I like San Diego State plus the 7.5. I've got a bet on them plus 7.5. I do have that because I do think they've got an opportunity to keep it close. And then I've got some other bets built in because, like I said, I mean, the filet mignon. I can't do any damn player props. So thanks.
Well, I apologize for that, Lundy.
It's all right. Hey, you can't bet on your in-state teams. Like it's just it's all weird. I wish it were all universal, but I have to remind myself that the whole reason we're allowed to do this is because the Supreme Court realized that it's not universal, so I can't really complain.
No, I'm not complaining either. By the way, to give you some background, from BetMGM, these are the betting splits as of tight time. Again, the line at 7.5, and 68% of the bets, so the tickets that are open, are on UConn, 32% then on San Diego State, but 81% of the handle is on UConn, 19% on San Diego State. Me on with the total, which has climbed from 130.5 at an open to 132.5, 78% on the over, which I find kind of stunning. 84% of the handle also on the over, 22% on the under, and 16% of the handle then on the under. That's why I think playing some of these alt lines is the safe way to go. I'm fearlessly forecasting this thing right around 130 with the total, but I think the Aztecs will show up and not get the doors blown off of them in the end. All right, Lundy, before we get out of here, again, no NBA on the docket, but we have some MLB. I think there's some NHL, or maybe you got some additional bonus time action in the national title game. Good sir, the floor is yours.
I've referenced it a couple times. Let me throw this one at you. A lot of people don't think to do this in a one-game parlay. And in fact, I did this on the TV show last night, and my co-host Todd Romero even kind of looked at me like I had a horn coming out of the side of my head because, wait a minute, you're doing what? And then I explained it, and it all made sense. So follow me on this one here. Did this one over at DraftKings. UConn money line. UConn just has to win, okay? San Diego State plus 14.5, meaning San Diego State's just got to lose by less than 15 points. Okay. They just have to keep it within 14. That pays at a plus 105 at DraftKings.
Oh, hell yeah.
There's a bunch of different ways you can do this. So, to give you an example, if you take this, the way I first built it, the way that I did it on the TV show last night, was UConn minus 2.5 and San Diego State plus 14.5. That actually pays at a plus 130 for for purposes of the podcast, I brought it all the way down to just UConn on the money line. People don't think about the idea that you can actually one game parlay two different spreads, and you're essentially creating bookends is what you're doing. You're saying the game has to happen somewhere within this window, which is why, going all the way back to the beginning of the podcast, why I told you that I liked the idea of making a bet on either team to win by between 6 and 10. You could also do, as I told you, you could do between 11 and 15. You could pick the one that you feel good about. I feel good about 6 to 10. But this one game parlay, like I said, don't forget that one of the things you can do is you can play around with the spread. And if you really are feeling the numbers, if you are like a crazy numbers geek like Brad is, you can do the exact same thing, folks, with the totals. You can bookend the totals. You can say, give me the over at, say, 120 and a half, and give me the under at 139 and a half, let's say. And you can basically, what you're doing is you're betting a one game parlay on where you think the total is going to fall within a range. So I was trying to explain this to somebody the other day. Think of it like if you're betting the thirds that exist on a roulette wheel. That's kind of what you're doing here. You're basically saying, all right, the number's going to happen somewhere in here. That's what you're doing when you do these one game parlays. So I just want to remind you that as much as Brad and I do them, where it's usually we do them with a spread and a total, there's actually ways you can play it where it's both spreads or both totals and you're creating bookends. All right, here endeth the lesson, as Connery would say. All right, on the baseball diamond for this, actually, hold on. Let me start with hockey real quick. Give me Vince Dunn for Seattle to have an assist tonight. That's minus 130. They're taking on the Arizona Coyotes. They're at home. Dunn, if you recall, folks, about a week and a half ago, was on a 12-game point streak. He's actually gone back-to-back games now without a point, so I think he's due. This is one of those HD bets. He's due. So I'm going to take him for an assist at minus 130. Then on the games tonight, there's only three in the National Hockey League. Give me Vegas on the puck line, so +1.5 on the road against Minnesota. Give me Dallas on the money line. Give me Seattle on the money line. If you put all three of those together, you're sitting at a payday of a +175. Now to the diamond that we go. You can either follow me because you think maybe I know what I'm talking about, or you can fade the living shit out of me on this one. However, I went 3-for-4 with my home run picks to click yesterday afternoon in baseball, and was a Juan Soto home run away from having one of those parlay payouts that you see on social media, by the way. Oh, so close. But I went 3-for-4 with my home runs. I'm going to a pretty simple well here, but I'm surprised that I've got it at +210. Give me Aaron Judge to go yard today for the New York Yankees facing Taijuan Walker of the Philadelphia Phillies. He's at home. He's got four round trippers in his career against Walker. He's already got two home runs on the season, as you know, including that one in his very first at bat on Thursday. I say he does it again today, and it's +210. Folks, if you recall last year, we got to the point where Aaron Judge for a home run was like +120. It had become so damn automatic. So I'm going to this well early this season because I think these numbers are going to catch up eventually. So like I said, +210 for him to have a round tripper. That one is at DraftKings. And then I'm telling you, my new fun bet that I'm enjoying this year because of the rules changes and the things that have happened are stolen bases. I gave you one last week. If you paid attention to the spreadsheet or to the television show with Ahmad Rosario and he hit, that was at +320. Brad, let's go to the youngster in Seattle, shall we? Julio Rodriguez facing off today against Reed Detmers of the LA Angels. Detmers allowed 13 stolen bases last year in total in 25 game appearances. So he was given up about a stolen base every other game. Rodriguez already has one this season. I think with the rules changes, we're going to see this more often. We know the young guy's got the speed. At DraftKings, +450.
Wow. That is sexy juice right there. That's great calling the stolen base prop. So there you go. Tail Lundy's bonus time bets. Hopefully make some moolah there in the end. Let's do a little Team Weibo's parlay play of the day. And it is a same gamer in the Yankees affair taking on there. Who are the Yankees playing? Oh, yeah. Taijuan Walker and the hapless Philadelphia Phillies, who have been just horrendous to start the season. So here's, I'm going to play this with a boost that was available at DraftKings. I'm going to hit the Yankees on the money line. I mean, when just straight up, the Yankees have scored three or more runs in Giancarlo Stanton to get just a hit. And it's plus 162 with that boost at DraftKings. Philadelphia 0-3 to begin the season. They were outscored 18-5 against San Francisco in that opening series. And you look as well, Taijuan Walker projected to be somewhere probably in the mid to high threes ERA-wise. But Stan's got a nice little history against him. He is 4-for-10 with a 1,000 exactly OPS against Walker in his career. And Stan to start off the season a decent 3-for-12 at the dish. Temp's supposed to be approaching 60 degrees, brilliant sunshine there in New York. So again, Yankees on the money line. Yankees have scored three or more runs, and Stanton just to get a hit. Correlate, synergize, bring all that together. Plus 162 at DraftKings. Elsewhere, you talk about the stolen base prop. I love Cedric Mullins tonight of the Baltimore Orioles.
Good call. Primary
leadoff hitter. Not as heavy juice as what Lundy just tossed out with his, but plus 180 available at BetMGM. He's got three steals already this season, and he's 5-for-13 lifetime with a 467 batting average, or 467 OBP, excuse me, against John Gray of the Rangers, who allowed 15 steals before the rules changes last year. So Mullen, just get on base, and I think you're going to swipe a bag. Again, plus 180 if he indeed does exactly that. I love Shohei Ohtani for an RBI at plus money against Seattle tonight, 5-for-11 lifetime with a couple of ribbies and a 1,045 OPS against George Kirby of the Seattle Mariners. He had 8 RBIs and 68 plate appearances against the M's last year to Ohtani, and I think he's going to start off the season against the AL rival in a similar fashion as the numbers he posted a year ago. Back to the national title game, Lamont Butler. I'm going to take an over on 8.5 points score. The hero in the national semifinal, I think he's going to score at least 10 points tonight. He's been over this in three of his last four games. He's averaged 7.8 shots per game here at the NCAA tournament, hitting at a 51.2% clip from the field. UConn's giving up just 0.83 points per possession, but I believe Butler does reach double figures. And Lundy, as you were talking, you know, we're talking about those ranges and some of those middling opportunities that exist in the OGP market. I just built this one. I'm already letting it ride on BetMGM. UConn on the money line, San Diego State plus 17.5, and then I got a total points under of 142.5, which is the highest you can go on the OGP board. You put all those three legs together, it's plus 115. Very doable, very biteable, and it gives you a whole bunch of ranges you could fall into and still score plus money. So I think
I love falling into things.
I do too.
Tumbling face first, and basically, I'm still a teenage klutz at heart. Even at my current age, I fall into shit all the time. Like, for example, my home runs yesterday. I'm just. There I am, just, you know, tumbling into crap. Thank you, Julio Rodriguez. So he helped that payday, which is why I'm going back to him for the stolen base tonight.
Well, and we're going to tumble the hell on out of here. Drop us a rating and a review, which you kindly, if you enjoy this podcast, and give us a thumbs up on YouTube as well. If you like it, Fader, follow us on Twitter. You can follow Lundy, all his free spreadsheet picks, at Nate Lundy. I do the exact same damn thing, at Noisy Huevos. Enjoy the national title game, and hopefully going to score some winners, and also enjoy the MLB slate tonight. Until next time, for Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. As always, feed or follow, that is up to you.